Good evening, this is Mark Lynch, and this is Inquiry. My returning guest tonight is writer Heidi E. Y. Stemple. She's written more than 40 books for young readers. And her latest, which we're going to be talking about, is Janie Writes a Play, Jane Yolen's first great story. Heidi, welcome back to the show. It's a real pleasure to talk to you about this book.
Hi, Mark. I love to be on your show. And you know what my favorite thing of all time to do is? Talk about books.
I can imagine. You've penned so many. It is what you do. It is, as I think you say in this book, it's your family business.
It is. Writing is my family business.
I have never interviewed anybody who has used that term before. And do you actually use it? Do you and Janie use that term?
So actually, yes. The joke in the family is, because I have two younger brothers and they both joined the family business before I did, I did not know this.
Wait a minute.
Did
they write for younger audiences?
So my brother Adam is a musician. So he started at about 15, 16, maybe even 14, putting together music for my mom's music books. So he was published way before I was. And Jason, the youngest of the three of us, is a photographer. So he has done a bunch of books where the illustrations were photography, mostly with my mom, a couple on his own. And so I went off to college and got a degree in psychology and became a probation parole officer and then a private investigator. So I had a very different path.
Yeah, you're the dark horse.
I was the
black sheep of the family who dared get another occupation other than in the publishing business.
I know.
Do you have any idea why that's so? I mean, was your mother that kind of a presence that it just seemed natural? That's what you would do?
I think we've got a little nature and nurture going on here.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Obviously, we all became writers because maybe we had something, you know, both my brothers, we've actually authored two books, all of us together. And I'm working on a book with my brother.
What, including
coming up?
Including Jane?
Yep, my mom. And
so all of you did a book?
Two. One called Animal Stories and one called Fly With Me, which is all about birds. See, look how I love talking about books. It doesn't even matter if it's the book that I came here to talk about.
Well, first of all, you just threw me a complete curveball here.
I love doing that.
I had no idea. Brother who writes the music, was there music for that book did he actually write stuff?
No, he is now a novelist and a picture book writer in his own right. So his name is Adam Stemple, and he writes a lot of really dark fantasy adult books. But also he has one picture book called Crow Not Crow with my mom that he co-authored with her. And they have a new book coming out called, and I'm going to get the title maybe slightly wrong, but I think it's called My Daddy Plays a Mean Guitar. I'm very excited about that one. And that's going to be published by Raycraft Publishers. But so...
When is that going to come out? Because obviously I want to cover that book.
I'm not sure, but I promise to let you know. It should be a year or so from now because it's still being illustrated. But so when we'd go on vacations as kids, I said nature and nurture. So we would get in our camper van and we would go to wherever my mom was teaching. My dad was a professor, so he had the summers off. And my mom would give us notebooks, and they had what we would now call writing prompts. So we would have to write. This was before Jason even could write, so she would take dictation from Jason. And then we joked because we were the only children who got back our vacation notebooks with red line edits. She says, I'm really sorry about that. I'm like, never be sorry. It's a great story. So anyway, to honor my mother, by the time this posts, it will not be tomorrow, but on February 11th, it's her 86th birthday. And
Happy birthday, Jane.
I know. Little Janie grew up to be Jane Yolen, author of 450 books for children. But
I get the feeling she can't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Right.
But she has been telling us the story of this play, which... I wrote about.
I so first of all, I love this because it's like an origin story in comics.
I have been saying that it is her superhero origin story.
It really is.
Authors are superheroes.
Well, before we get into that, how young were you when you realized that's what your mother did?
I've always known. I mean,
so the moment you've had consciousness, you knew that your mother was an important author.
Yes, I was born in 1966, right smack dab in the middle of the year, and her first book was published in 1962. So she was I'm gonna use little air quotes, well published, which sounds silly now because it was probably 5, 6, 7 books.
At that point in time, that was a lot of books.
Exactly. Yeah. So much so that when she married my dad, she talked with her agent about using her married name on her books,
right.
and they didn't want to split the number of books. So you don't want to have half of your books in one name and half of your books in the other name, which is hilarious now because of course there would have been 4 out of print books in one name and 426 in another name, and it wouldn't have mattered. But at the time, it was very important, which is why she writes under Jane Yolen, which is her maiden name, which she still uses, but her married name, my dad's name, was Stempel, which is how you get Heidi Stempel, as well as my brothers Jason and Adam Stempel.
Was he the only one that never wrote any children's books?
Are you ready to have your mind blown yet again?
Yeah. Because I knew David. I knew Dave. So
My dad published one picture book called High Ridge Gobbler. It is the life cycle, a nonfiction picture book about wild turkeys.
OMG.
Exactly. And it's wonderful. It's brilliant. It is illustrated by the late, great Ted Lewin, who did amazing illustrations for it. And they used to bird together all the time.
Oh,
so it was
God.
a perfect book.
But this all makes me believe that writing is in the DNA or something. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, nature and nurture.
Wow. Now, this story that's related in this latest book, and by the way, I just really love this book.
Thank you.
So Janie writes a play. Did your mother tell you that story early on to sort of encourage you to do your own writing?
No, I don't think it was any encouragement. She has always told this story to her students and to kids when she's reading and to us. It's just been one of those family stories. And the way she would always say it was, and my first great success was as the playwright in our first grade play. It was all about, we were all vegetables, and in the end, we all wound up in a salad together. So she's been saying that forever and ever. Her famous line to everybody is, when anybody tells her a story, she says, that's a book, go write that book. So I always assumed she'd eventually get around to writing this. She's put lots of our family stories into books, but she never did. So I actually, in 2019, I just decided I was going to write it. So she had surgery early in 2020, and I had written the manuscript, and I brought it to her. And she was still recovering from surgery, and I brought it to her, and I said, let me read you something I've written. And I just started reading it to her, and she just yelled, I'm little Janie. Of course you are. This is your story. So I had written the whole manuscript, but I had lots of fuzzy details, which I filled in as a picture book writer. We do that. And so then I started asking her questions, and we had just this wonderful hour or so where I said, well, okay, so I have you walking to school. Who would you have passed along the way every day? And she said, oh, there was a butcher, because I probably had a bookstore or something, right? And so I took out the detail that I made up, and I put in her detail.
Wow.
And it's just – she and I were supposed to teach in New York, but because she'd had surgery, I asked – an editor friend of ours to come replace her named Yolanda Scott. And Yo and I were there teaching in New York City. And I said, with my agent, my lovely agent, Elizabeth, hi, Elizabeth, permission, I did this. You're not supposed to do this. Anybody listening who wants to be a writer, don't do this. This is bad form. Huh. I brought a printed out copy of the manuscript. And as we were putting together our presentation slides, in the hotel room the night before we were giving a workshop, I said, I have something, and I you're the editor I want to hand this to. And I gave her this, and I asked her later what, and I mean, she knows me. She knows I'm a professional. She sounded like she was very enthusiastic. Absolutely, I want to see this. I asked her later, I said, what did you think when I did that? And she said, I thought, oh no, not another family anecdote. Wrong word. Anecdote that some author thinks is going to be a story. And I said, well, what did you think after you read it? She said, oh my God, a family anecdote that is a perfect story.
It is a perfect story. First of all, I really started imagining if I was a teacher of Jane at that time, she was going to be one precocious student. Why do I get that feeling? I mean, and not in an obnoxious way, but in a terrifying way if you're a teacher. In that sense that she really like goes up and beyond and has an incredibly creative imagination.
Yes. And the fun thing about talking with my mom and getting all those details is she remembered her teacher so well. Mrs. Giler
right.
made it into the book.
She did.
And, you know, did it happen exactly this way? Probably not. But, you know, memory is valuable. But also storytellers fill in all those things. So over the years, my mom has told this story. And I like to say it's as a nonfiction as one can be, writing a story about a storyteller who has told this story for years. But Mrs. Giler is very real. And my mom felt so strongly about what a special teacher she was and how she encouraged her students and always listened and expected the best. And so it was lovely to put that in. And also years later, Mrs. Giler found my mom at a book signing and told her that she was absolutely certain she was going to be a writer.
Wow.
And I put this in the book. I'm going to read you the text from this page where little Janie hands Mrs. Giler the new script. Mrs. Giler was confused when Janie handed her the new script, but she appreciated it and supported her students' work, so she gathered the class together and handed out new roles. So I imagine teachers reading this with their students feeling really seen. That's my hope on that page particularly.
It's really true, and it's what people don't understand this, but a teacher like that is, you just say one thing to one student, it'll make all the difference in the world.
Well, listen, my mother's been telling this story about her since first grade, and my mom is turning 86. This is a woman who made a difference for sure. Can I tell you a little fun thing on the next page where it talks about the kids in the class?
Oh, yeah. I've got the book right here.
Yes, yeah, so Alan and Marcel, you were tomatoes, said Mrs. Giler.
Right, right.
Susan H. and Susan, my mother was the class attendance keeper.
Oh, God.
So these are all the kids in her class. No matter what age my mother is, she memorized those names at such an early age that she continues to remember them.
So, these are the actual names of the students?
Yes.
Alan and Marcel, Barbara, yes. Brina, Diane, Dolores.
Mm-hmm. Marcel is an ophthalmologist, I think, in Manhattan. Let me tell
you
see that little girl on the page with the dark curly hair, one of the Susans?
Yep.
That's Susan Stamberg from NPR.
Oh, my God.
They were classmates. I sent her a book.
Oh, my God.
I know. What a class, right?
Holy smokes. But, of course, she was the chief carrot.
She was the chief carrot.
After all, she's the author. Now, there's so many other things about this book, but let me just do an ID first. You're listening to WICN 90.5 FM. This is Inquiry. My name is Mark Lynch. My returning guest tonight, and it's always fun and interesting to talk to her, is writer Heidi E. Y. Stemple. She's written more than 40 books for children, and her latest is Janie Writes a Play, Jane Yolen's first great story. Now, Heidi, before we go on further, I want to shout out your illustrator. Madeline Goodnight, because she, first of all, the illustrations are perfect, and she's a member of the Chickasaw Nation.
Yeah, she is such an amazing illustrator. I fell in love with her art first in a book by Tracy Sorrell called Powwow Day, and her colors.
Yeah,
are just so dynamite.
I was going to say that the palette for this book perfectly suits the story. And it really brings a lot of energy and fun to the story.
And a thing about this story is it's a story that takes place in the early 1940s in New York City. And it's four children who are growing up wherever in the 2020s. So how do you bring New York, the city, into a modern sensibility? And Yolanda was exactly right when she chose Maddie for this illustration. She really did that. She allowed it to take place in the time where it took place. She did some research. She looked at pictures. I sent her some pictures of New York at the time. And she really made it accessible to kids of today's today's young readers.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't feel old-fashioned or dated, but it really captures. I love the picture of my grandmother,
yep,
who is little Janie's mom, absolutely captures my grandmother's face. It's really fun. So I love it. If you look at the elevator, it's definitely an old-fashioned elevator, but it doesn't feel dated, so the kids aren't looking at it and seeing a history book. They're really able to place themselves into the narrative, which I think was the real goal of this.
Right. Absolutely.
To have it be both those things at the same time.
That said, I happen to love the inside end papers.
Everybody does. Aren't they so wonderful? Okay.
I wish it was a poster. It's all your mother's books on a bookshelf. And it's incredible because, you know, I end up finding myself just sitting there and it's a lot. But reading through them, and which ones have I read, which ones have I seen, which ones haven't I read, it's an amazing thing to do.
The fun thing about being a picture book writer who does not illustrate her own books, like me, is that we are always surprised and in such a beautiful way. I did not say, hey, the end paper should be my mom's books.
Are you kidding me?
Goodnight did that on her own. I don't know whether or not the art director gave her any direction for that because I'm not usually privy to those conversations. But it is so perfect. It is so much fun. They are so colorful. They are the shelves. So the end papers are the papers at the beginning and the end of the books. And she has, in these rich, beautiful colors, put all of my mom's books in bookshelves. And it's just, it's those little wonderful things that happen in the book that are they're really like little Easter eggs for the child reader.
Well, yeah. I mean, you want to go out and read every one of them.
I have.
And I'm really frustrated by the ones that get cut off at the top.
Well, I could tell you what they are, I promise.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm one of those people that obsesses over things like this. And I just read
really?
It.
Shocking.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about Janie, little Janie. As she's portrayed in the book, she loves musicals. And
Yes. There's
a great scene that's painted in the book. And it looks like she's actually remembering Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers at one point. But she just loved the idea of a musical, and it had a happy ending. It had a great ending. And that was what captured her imagination.
Yeah. The whole idea of the book started with Janie loved a great story.
Yeah.
So that you're talking the night before it start, the book starts like this. The night before play rehearsals began, Janie couldn't sleep. She imagined grand sets and soaring music, exciting dances and catchy songs, and most importantly, a great story. Janie loved a great story.
See, and on the opposite page, the guy in the top hat and the woman in the green dress, that really reminds me of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers.
And I suspect that's who Maddie was thinking of when she illustrated this. But what Madeline Goodnight, the illustrator, did was put Janie in bed but let her imagination soar on the page. And what she's seeing is that musical that you're talking about. But there's also a pencil that runs through it showing that she's a writer. And all of these parts of a good story, a play, right? Because she's dreaming about this play that they're about to do. The grand sets, the soaring music, catchy songs and dances. My mom also was a singer, and she played the piano and she was a dancer. And
right, and that's in the book because she's in ballet practice.
Yep. And so she's in ballet practice. So all of these things, her writing, there's also, there's a little nod to the newspaper that she and her brother, Steve.
Talk to me about that. So there's like, so she and her brother write this weird little newspaper. Is it just for the family?
No, it was for the building. So they wrote the newspaper about the things that were going on in the building. My grandmother, remember this was in the 40s, would type it out and mimeograph it.
Oh, wow.
Kids today, she would copy it. She would print out multiple copies, but you didn't do that. And back in the day, you put sheets of, I don't even remember what it was called. But
it was called mimeograph paper. And you had to put it behind the sheet that you're taping on.
And then so then they sold it back to the residents. And that's a true story. I love that little bit. And I do think in my little brain that maybe Janie needs a new book called Janie Reports.
Ooh.
It's just in the thought process.
Well, you know, another thing that's brought up in your book, and we're going to run out of time. I just want to say how important I think this is. It's mentioned that Janie had access to books that maybe were above her reading level. But her mother let her read those books or attempt to read those books. And even if she didn't understand them, she read them and there were certain words that she loved. And I grew up like that too. I grew up had access to like the Divine Comedy when I was 5 and 6. And it was really important to have materials beyond my capabilities. And I grew into those books.
Yeah. And my mom really credits this for her love of great stories, but also her vocabulary, her always wanting to find the best words when she's writing to be able to reach. And we are at a point in the country, not to get too political, but I always get too political, where we are trying to narrow the access to books for children so tightly that we tell them what to read. And that is not doing our children any favors. No. And that's one of the reasons why all of the authors that I know are fighting not to end book bans, but to grant access, to keep access for all children to books. Listen, kids don't read books that they don't like. Kids don't read books that are too advanced for them. They might tell you they read them, but they're going to stick them under their bed until it's time to return them to the library. Allow kids to read books. There's no place in the world safer to experience new things, to learn more about yourself and people outside of your worldview than between the covers of a book. Book access for all children. There, that's my final.
Yeah, but I totally agree with it. I totally heartily agree. And that's why libraries are important. Public libraries are so important for that.
Absolutely.
Now, before we run out of time, there's a part of this book that just made me laugh completely seriously out loud. And so she's trying to like develop the choreography for this play that she's writing. And she's working it out, the staging with her dinner. Talk about that.
This is a little piece of artistic. But the fun part about it, so the part is she has gone through it because she doesn't like the play. There are no soaring.
Oh, yeah. She's looking for the big finale. Yeah.
She's looking for that satisfying ending, and none of it happens. She has been given the lead role, but it's girl number one, and she thinks, blah. So she goes to ballet class. She has all these epiphanies. She's sitting at dinner, and the funny part about it is my Uncle Steve, little Stevie, her younger brother, was very picky. He only liked steak, peas, and potatoes. So I built that into the book a little bit. So during dinner, Janie poked at her vegetables. She lined up her carrots and peas in different formations. When her dad asked what she was doing, she answered distractedly, choreography. Now, I had to add in, I made this part up, but I had to add in, my Uncle Steve is a jokester. So in the book,
it's a good joke.
Stevie yelled, choreographies, and everyone laughed. So that is it. It is a little bit of the made-up story, but it adds of the pieces of the family. That's right.
But I'll tell you, it's her working it out with her food that I just love. I mean, it's like that, and that makes total sense to me. It was like, it was so funny.
Now, did she do that?
I'm surprised she didn't go in.
All the details in.
I am really surprised she didn't go into theater. And somehow, like, work on musicals or something like that.
She did.
Oh, my God. So this is another book?
Well, did this in college. She was part of all of the musicals there.
Oh my God.
She has a very, very low voice like me, so occasionally she was singing the male parts. She went to Smith College, so somebody had to sing the male parts, as I did in Glee Club in high school. And, yeah, so she sang her way through college and did gigs. These are all parts. So even where it's not entirely truth in the book, all of these parts are true parts of who she is and how she became the writer that she is.
We are completely out of time.
My
returning guest tonight is writer Heidi E.Y. Stempel. She's written more than 40 books for children. Her latest is Janie Writes a Play, which I have to say is just an absolutely great story. It's Janes Yolen's first great story. It's an origin story. Heidi, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Mark, for always having me on to talk about my books. It's my favorite part of launching a book.
I love this. Okay, you're listening to WICN 90.5 FM. This is Inquiry. My name is Mark Lynch. Good night.